Derek, obviously, the minutes are continuing to go up. We kind of joked a little bit last shoot around about, you may not be real honest if they were too many, but obviously 35, 34, 35 didn't seem to bother you too much.
No, it didn't. It just came back to me, basically. You know, you sit out for a couple of games, you kind of lose your conditioning. But, you know, when I was out, you know, I was getting a little conditioning work in and on the court. And even when I was playing those minutes in the first two games, I was still getting conditioning in. So it just kind of came back to me.
Where would you say you are in terms of percentage before the injury? Are you back 100%, you think?
I don't know yet. I mean, it feels, some days it feels good. You know, some days I feel tired. So, I mean, I think I'm good right now.
The shot? The shot? You still okay with your shot? You said that was the one thing you maybe that you were feeling wasn't quite back a couple of games ago.
Oh, my shot. Yeah. It came back to me. I was out working today and yesterday doing practice and just trying to get the rhythm back.
How's the back feeling, though? Is it completely 100%, no issues? You don't have to, like, ice it or put heat on it?
It's good right now. You know, I stretch a lot, do certain exercises, make sure I keep it loose. Overall, it's good right now.
Is there anything you have to do to prevent any re-injuring or anything that they're telling you that you should do moving forward?
They're trying not to sleep on my stomach, basically. I think that's what caused it, so I'm trying not to sleep on my stomach.
For real?
It was a bed injury? It was a sleeping injury?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Have you changed? Are you thinking of changing beds, or have you done that?
I'm in the process of doing it now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm in the process of changing my mattress now.
Firmer? Softer? What?
Firmer. I think my mattress is probably a little, it wasn't soft, but it was kind of outdated. I had it for a couple of years, so I had to change it.
As a stomach sleeper myself, what are you doing to stop it?
I don't know. I try everything, man. Just try to stay on my back. If I feel like I'm turning over, I just wake up and just try to stay on my back.
Pillows between your knees? Tried that one?
Not yet. I haven't tried that one yet.
What about the pillows, too? I feel like the pillows are a problem. I also sleep on my stomach.
What, the pillows too soft?
Yeah, the pillows are too soft.
No, I got pretty good firm pillows, so my pillow's not an issue.
Get your agent to call a couple of local mattress companies.
No, I'm trying to get I should call Big Al, try to get his mattress that he had. The big mattress he had, but I try to look for a new mattress.
How do you follow that, Aaron? Go ahead. You're up next.
I got to ask about Jeff Hornacek being fired. Are you surprised at all by that, or what were your thoughts on him when you worked with him here?
I didn't know he got fired till this morning. So, it was a shock. You know, Jeff's he's a good guy, a good coach, and I hate it happened to him. But like I said, he was a good guy, a good coach. You know, he helped me out a lot. He helped a number of guys out, and hopefully he'll get another job.
Just looking at the defense and how well you and Rudy have clicked already, are you surprised by how fast that sort of has gotten back to normal?
Not really. Me and Rudy, we both good defensive players. We aren't selfish on the defensive end, and, you know, we want to play defense. So, it was easy for us to come back and click together.
I asked Gordon a little bit about, having a couple of rim protectors does allow them to maybe roam a little bit more than they would. Do you talk to those guys and tell them, hey, you know, go ahead, we got your back here, take some chances?
Not tell them to keep their man in front of them. You know, don't let them just blow by, because then me and Rudy getting fouled, choking, then we'll get mad. So, you know, they keep their guy in front of them and, you know, make them take a tough shot or whatever. They know me and Rudy will be back there to clean up the shot, either block it, get the rebound, or contest it.
Bulls front court is a little thinner with the Noah injury and the Mirotić injury. Does that make you attack them a little differently, try to get them into foul trouble earlier, or does it not change anything?
It pretty much don't change nothing right now. You know, they're still a good team. They still got Gibson and Gasol, who's two good post players, and a couple of guys off the bench in the post. So, I mean, they're still good. So we just got to go out there and play our game.
At 6'10", do you have to special order your mattress? Or can you go into, like, a showroom and it's right there on the
floor? I don't know. I got to call Big Al. But ask him.
So you sleeping on a standard king? Is that what you got? It's as big as you can get in retail.
Yeah, it's as big as I can get right now. But like I said, I had it for a number of years, so it's probably wore out now. Probably outdated a little bit, so just got to find another one.